Welcome to the Flatiron District. You can probably guess what this neighborhood is famous for, but I'll bet you don't know the full history of the neighborhood. The Flatiron District is full of charm and has quickly become a favorite of New Yorkers and tourists alike. When you hear about someone buying art in New York, what do you think of? A posh gallery in Chelsea or a luxury auction house in Midtown East? Actually, the first auction house in the United States was located right here in the Flatiron District. During the Gilded Age, New York City was strong and thriving. The American Art Association, the first gallery and auction house, was founded here in 1883 on 23rd Street. This area was the first art district in New York. It's crazy how over time neighborhoods and areas of the city change. Although the area might not have as many galleries anymore, it has been filling up with showrooms. Furniture showrooms have been a staple in the area for the past few years, thanks to the large commercial style buildings. From ABC Home to Rejuvenation to Home Nature, these are favorites for New Yorkers, whether you are redecorating or just window shopping. Whether you are here to pop into a store or for a spin around the park, you are sure to enjoy yourself in this open and bright neighborhood. Unless you are uptown near Central Park, green space in the city is rare. Madison Square Park is a true gem, and the buildings that edge the park are even better. Madison Square Park is outlined with iconic and historic architecture, with each building more astonishing than the previous one. The Flatiron District is rich with some of New York's best restaurants. Between Michelin-starred eateries and Shake Shack in the park, there is something for everyone. Some classic favorites include Cody, Gramercy Tavern, Resdora, and the famous Eataly, where you could spend hours sifting through Italian cheeses and devouring fresh gelato. The neighborhood has historic significance to our country as well. The Flatiron neighborhood is the birthplace of Theodore Roosevelt. Our 26th president was born at 28 East 20th Street. Roosevelt lived here until he was 14 when his family moved uptown. The home is now a National Historic Site and is part of the National Park Service. The museum used to be open to the public, but it is currently temporarily closed. One thing that has made the area so popular is its central location. It is easy for anyone to get to. Flatiron was originally built as a commercial neighborhood with companies and stores centered here. With its central location, it became a desirable place to work for many. Within the past few years, and especially with the COVID pandemic, fewer businesses are moving to the area while residents are rushing over. Within the past decade, more and more New Yorkers have been moving to this neighborhood. With quiet streets and large spaces, it has become one of the neighborhoods where most people are flocking to. The spacious old commercial buildings make for great open planned living spaces for families. The Flatiron District has become a favorite spot for tourists and New Yorkers alike. From the culture to the history, there is something for everyone to enjoy and something new to explore. We hope on this tour you learn something new about this wonderful area.